preparing to fix broken iPads before they're even manufactured. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Mission Repair of suburban Kansas City brings broken iPhones, iPods, Macs, and PlayStation portable devices back to life. Mission, one of many companies that have sprung up to fix and upgrade our gadgets, repairs a lot of cracked screens and replaces old batteries, stuff that's generally out of warranty. Based on its history with other gadgets, the company is expecting to see its first tragically broken iPad the day after the new Apple tablet computers go on sale. So it has to be ready. Having seen iPads only from afar, Mission Repair President Ryan Arter says he's trying to glean as many facts as he can from Apple news and rumor sites. And then he'll buy a couple of iPads as soon as they're available so his technicians can rip them apart.
To be honest with you, we have broken our fair share of new products. There's no doubt about that. That's how we get to kind of reverse engineer the assembly, so to speak, and begin to learn how to service these items in the event that there's an out-of-warranty failure.
From what's been disclosed publicly about the iPad and what your research tells you, what do you see as the possible frailties of a device like this, and also how easy it might be to fix if it breaks?
We're going to make a couple of assumptions here, but the screen and digitizer appear that they're going to be glass. And like the iPhone, that can crack. There are different ways to make that glass that we know about, and hopefully it'll be, for lack of a better word, tougher than the iPhone. But, you know, it's a large area, and when that glass cracks, it needs to be replaced. So the installation of the glass will be similar to an iPhone, where it'll be adhesived down to the frame, and the frame is what we've got in hand. And it seems very doable.
When you tear apart that first iPad, what will you be looking for exactly? Like, what questions do you need answered in that process?
When we tear apart our first unit, we will be disassembling it very slowly and very carefully, keeping cable placement and cable tension in mind. If we can't open an item without tearing a cable, then we just can't open it. So we need to find out the cable layout. We need to address where the most sensitive components are, i.e. the logic board. We know that the logic boards on any product are the most expensive, and they are the one item that we don't want to damage while we're inside of it, performing a repair. So we need to watch our pry points. The whole key to the game in this repair business is to not incur further damage, and that's what we're experts at. So looking at the way it's built will tell us a lot on how to tear it apart.
Ryan Arter is president of Mission Repair of suburban Kansas City. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.